So before we move on, you mentioned something I was going to ask you about anyhow, but I'm just kind of curious, which is the issue of neratinib and people with brain mets. And as you mentioned, your colleague Nancy Lin and others have been really a leader in this. But there was a paper presented at ASCO on neratinib and capecitabine in HER2-positive patients with brain mets. And I'm curious what you thought about it and whether you're using that outside of trial setting now. Because, I mean, neratinib is approved as post-adjuvant. I don't know if you can get it as treatment for brain mets, but anyhow, what do you think about it?
Yeah, so she's done two trials. She and Rachel Friedman have done two trials now of neratinib for brain mets. One was a single agent therapy. Most of these women have had multiple lines of anti-HER2 treatment. As a single agent, neratinib had a relatively modest response rate on the order of 5 or 8%. In combination with capecitabine, the response rate was more like 40, 45%. And that's interesting because some previous work that our group and others had done had shown that the other dual kinase inhibitor, lapatinib, in combination with capecitabine, also had a response rate on the order of 25%. So there seems to be something really quite useful about the dual kinase inhibitors in combination with the capecitabine for getting some systemic control within the CNS. And I think that's a really exciting foundation. At the ODAC meeting, where we reviewed the use of neratinib as adjuvant therapy, there were some very powerful patient testimonials for women who had HER2-positive metastatic cancer, who'd been through multiple lines of therapy and had then been offered neratinib either as part of a trial or an off-label experience, and, you know, really had quite credible, quite remarkable responses. I don't think we know exactly what the likelihood of that is. We were involved in some of the early phase 2 work with neratinib, and, you know, there clearly were single-agent response rates on the order of 50% in first line, 25% in second line. So I think you probably will see people trying that. Whether it really adds to outcomes in women who've had trastuzumab and pertuzumab and T-DM1 and lapatinib and all the various chemo cocktails that go along with that remains to be measured in a concrete way.
Would you yourself use it outside a trial setting? And I recall one investigator saying that they would consider it in somebody who never had lapatinib and never had capecitabine.
Perhaps that's an option. Again, we don't really have a lot of data. I don't think it's much different from lapatinib in the sense of activity. It might even be better based on indirect comparisons in the trials. There was a randomized trial in the metastatic setting where they compared lapatinib plus capecitabine versus neratinib for HER2-positive metastatic disease, not brain mets, but just general. And actually, lapatinib capecitabine outperformed single-agent neratinib in that trial. So I guess that's the argument for, yes, you should perhaps think about lapatinib capecitabine first before trying single-agent neratinib.